Hallelujah. Jesus, we want you. We want you, Lord. We desire you. Oh, Lord, have your way. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come, O Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh,
'Tis burning in my soul. 'Tis burning in my soul. The fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul. The Holy Spirit came. Oh, glory to His name. The fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul. 127 in the hymn book. 127. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, when you serve some blessed souls in love.
God sent His mighty power to this forsaken heart to keep me every hour beneath the wasted power. Since His Spirit came to take supreme control, as fire in the flames is burning in my soul, is burning in my soul, is burning.
Hallelujah. Oh, let the fire burn, oh Lord. our souls. Hallelujah, of your great love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Do it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Burn in, O fire of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Pour out, O Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Then the fire upon the altar. Hallelujah. My heart was so aflame. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, your love.
Lord Jesus, we're all burdened for the boys and for the cottagers and the girls down there in the cottage, and we pray for them tonight again, Lord, that you will work in their hearts and that you'll pour out your Spirit upon them every day this coming week, Lord, and seal that good thing that you've begun and add to it. Lord, bless them tonight. Lord, this busy day and in some ways a hard day, but a wonderful day. Lord, we pray that you'll come to them as they gather, as they seek you, as they meet with you tonight. Lord, just come to them and help them, Lord, we pray. And bless them and get your great will done in their lives and in their hearts. And Lord, we also up here thank you for your help during this past week. And now as we're into a new one, Lord, we want you to continue to help us. As was prayed this afternoon, we want more. We want more, more. More of you. We want to eat more of you. We want to drink more of you. We want more of your saving fullness. We want more of your Spirit shed abroad in our hearts. We want more of that fire to burn in us. And Lord, tonight is another opportunity for you to have your way with us. And just give us more of Jesus. Lord, have your way in the meeting. Use whomever you choose and desire to. May we all be in a place where you can flow through us and meet needs and glorify your name. So we thank you for it, Lord. Have your way, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. And we'll give you the honor and the praise and the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, dear Lord, Lord, I will be done. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. 110. It might be, is it 110 in our white book? Then Jesus came. Hallelujah, Jesus, we pray, Jesus. little bit of a, I don't know what it is, what do you call it, when you feel a little bit gloomy, a little bit down, a little bit sorry, a little bit sad, a little bit weak, a little bit tired, a little bit whatever you're feeling, and maybe you have really good reason for it. You say, you don't know my day. I mean, only thing you did was preach in the morning and then went to bed in the afternoon and got up and went to more prayer meetings and then came in. That's easy for you. It's easy for you to tell me I'm not tired. I'm tired. I'm tired too, I think. But, you know, and oh, it's hot. It's so hot. It's not hot. Last weekend, it was 7 times hotter. And you endured it, some of you, and lasted and lived through it. And so, yeah, okay, we're tired and it's hot. Okay, 2 givens. 3 strikes and you're out. We only got 2, so we're still alive. And thank God that we are. And, you know, sometimes even in these kind of meetings, you need to say, okay, I'm a little bit down and it's. I wish it were over. And I wish today was Monday. And tomorrow it will be, and then I could go back on the lake again, and I wish I could do that. And okay, we can't do that now, and we're not going to. And we're here for Jesus. And if we're a little bit, whatever it is, I can think of a number of times. One of them was when Brother Edwin Waldfogel was riding the train. Who was he with? Brother Wannenmacher. Brother Joseph Wannenmacher. And they were riding the New York City subway system. Anybody ever been on that thing? The New York City subway system. Some of you are on it every day. It's a nice place to visit, but you won't want to live there. Too many people do. And it was hot. Some of the subway cars are air-conditioned. You know, I can actually remember before there was air conditioning, big, big fans in our churches. Whoever thought of an air-conditioned church? You're lucky you had a fan going. And air-conditioned subways? That you got into a car, you're likely in the middle of the summer in the New York City subway system to get into a car that had the heat on. And you're boiling and it's hot and it was crowded. The subway was crowded. And Brother Wedderman and Brother Wannenmacher were riding the train together. And Brother Edwin was a little bit down, a little bit tired, a little bit hot and sweaty. And he wished he were home and not where he was. But there he was anyway, and there's nothing he can do about it. And Brother Wannenmacher from, you know, New York City subways at rush hour, pretty crowded sometimes. You know your friend is over there, although you might not be able to see your friend. He's there behind the 6 other people that are between you and he. And Brother Wannenmacher must have recognized that Brother Edwin was, you know, just drooping a little bit and sagging a little bit. And from everybody in the subway was standing around yapping, talking, and it's noisy on the train. And all of a sudden, Brother Edwin heard, "Edwin, praise the Lord!" So Edwin made believe that he didn't know who Edwin was. And he just hung on there until he heard it again. "Edwin, praise the Lord!" And so Edwin said, "Praise the Lord!" And Brother Wannenmacher was trying to teach him something, I think. It's a good thing to praise the Lord. Uncle Hunt said that praise is a shortcut into the vestibule of heaven. You need a shortcut tonight because the long way around is a little too arduous. You need a shortcut into the presence of God and into the glory of God. I'll tell you a shortcut that Brother Hunt's taught us. Praise the Lord. Just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord when you don't feel like it. Praise the Lord, Edwin. Now, I don't have the audacity to call you by name. There was a preacher, and Brother Finnern was his name, and he'd go around to people in the meeting. He'd be sitting there in the church service, and he'd notice that somebody's not praising the Lord, and he'd go right over to them and say, "What's wrong with you? What's the matter with you? And you too, what's the matter with you? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What are you doing here if you're not praising the Lord? We enter into his gates with thanksgiving and we come into his courts with praise. So praise the Lord." Well, then you praise the Lord, because if you didn't, watch out, you might get worse. And Brother Wannenmacher himself was in a bad strait one time. He tells the story. He tells how he had gotten off a train. What streets was he on? Wabash and something else in Chicago. And he was carrying 2 big suitcases. And, you know, it could be just, you know, heat and exhaustion and I'm tired and I don't feel. And then sometimes there's that just spirit of heaviness. And that's what he felt. He just felt heavy. He just didn't feel right. He just knew he wasn't where he ought to have been. And so he says, his own testimony is, he says, I put down the suitcases right on the corner there in some busy intersection in Chicago. I put down the suitcases and I jumped a good one. What does that mean? I mean, could you just see this old man? This frail old man, little brother Wannenmacher. And there, I mean, what would you do? In New York City, it would be kind of, okay, that's his thing, that's what we do, and just do what you got to do. But I put down this, and I jumped a good one. I mentioned that story, well, I guess it was last year, at the, because there was a couples retreat. And we were in someplace in New Jersey, and I mentioned that story. And how sometimes we need to put down our suitcases, and when we don't feel like it, we need to jump a good one. We need to praise the Lord when we don't feel like it, when we're hot and bothered and tired. We need a shortcut into the presence of God and into the glory of the Lord, because we're here for that purpose, for Him to fill our souls. And so praise the Lord, and let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Well, I had mentioned Brother Wannenmacher's story, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the meeting, we were just going on with the meeting, and a few people were praising the Lord, and all of a sudden, one of my brethren, and everybody would know who he was if I mentioned his name, he's a frequent visitor to camp, he's been a counselor many, many times, and all of a sudden, I saw him stand up, and I just saw him go, and he must have jumped 6 times, 8 times. And he testified afterwards, and he said, I don't know what happened, but when I did, when I jumped a good one, Jesus did something for me. Something broke, some heaviness that I had in my soul. Now, those are things, you know, I can't, that's in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 6, verse 4. These are God's ways. They're written about in Psalm 84. The ways of Zion. The ways that he wants to teach us. And I'm not suggesting everybody tonight's going to jump a good one, or everybody's going to do this or that or the other thing. But everybody should get in touch with Jesus. Everybody should open up your heart wide to him. Everybody should let the fire burn in your soul. The fire of his heavenly love, burning out the sin and the dross and burning in the love of Christ. Oh, that's my opportunity tonight. And I want the Lord to meet us, and you, and all of us. We have a jealousy and a burden, I trust we all do, a press in our souls. Lord, pour out your Spirit upon us tonight. Bless us tonight. Meet us tonight. Help us tonight. And so I don't know how you get in touch with Jesus. I know he comes in silence. I know he does mighty things in silence. But I'm thankful that we can learn all of his ways. And I want to learn the shortcut into his presence. Into the presence of Jesus, right where he is, and open up my heart to him, and open up the windows of my soul. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Now it's talking about the gates of Jerusalem, the city gates. But open up those city gates. Oh, open up your soul, open up your heart, and the King of Glory, he'll come in, and he'll manifest himself to you. He's the Lord of Glory. He's the great I Am, and the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. And he wants to come to me. He wants to come to you. Men today still find that he's able. You can't conquer passion, lust, or pride, or whatever it might be. But Jesus can. Jesus can come. And Lord, we want you to come. We want you to come. We want you to visit us tonight and manifest yourself just the way you want to in our souls. I think in our white book we do have that song, He's the Lord of Glory, number 125. And maybe you'd like to stand together and change your position as we sing. Number 125.
Behold, what manner of man is this who stands between God and man? His eyes are as a flame of fire, his hand is in his stand. John saw him in the seven churches as the sun in brilliant sea. Behold, what manner of man is this? What manner of man is he?
Yeah.
sing the last.
Behold, what manner of man is this who speaks to me behold? He says, thy sins are forgiven me, take up thy bed and walk. He stands as the mighty healer, and he cries, Lord, unto me. Behold, what manner of man is this? What manner of man is he?
And oh,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Now, it should be hard to touch him right now. Jesus is here. He's near. He's passing by. He walks in the midst of his church, and he's here to minister to you. Don't let him go past where you are, but call like Bartimaeus did. Oh, Jesus, have mercy on me. Reach out and touch him like that woman did. She just touched the hem of his garment. He's near. He wants to meet your need. He wants to heal your body. He wants to quicken your soul. He wants to do his gracious work in your heart. Now just reach out. Just reach out and touch Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Glory. Oh, glory. Yes, Lord, you're here. Oh, Jesus. You're right here. Oh, glory. Glory. Lord, I pray that we might touch and change. Oh, Lord, life, resurrection life. Oh, Lord Jesus, quicken these souls and spirits and bodies. We touch you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Savior, hear my cry. Savior, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. 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 Glory. 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 Oh, glory. Glory. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, it's you. Lord, you're so near. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory. Oh, Jesus. You're here.
I remember once on a Labor Day weekend that there was a man who had polio. His name was Harrison, and he sat right over where the waitress's arm. And I was very young in God, and I was sitting over here. And that man, in one meeting, he'd been coming for a while because I met him a few years. And this one time, God poured out his spirit upon that man. He had to walk with crutches. God just poured his spirit out on that man. And I was sitting across the aisle, and I received such a blessing. And it was like that parable or that story about the crumbs falling from the master's table. I didn't even know to ask for anything. But I just received a portion of that Spirit of God that was just poured upon that man. And I thought, that just came to me tonight. If you don't know what you need, or if you don't know how to ask for God, to just pour Him Himself or His Spirit out upon you. You know, even if you're sitting next to someone who's receiving, there is something that God, there's an overflow that I think we can receive. Oh. And I just remembered that time. It was unexpected and wonderful.
Jesus.
And I thought, God, you want to come to me?
Jesus.
Just from sitting next to somebody who you're blessing.
Jesus.
I just felt that was crumbs from the master's table. And it was beautiful. We don't have to have something someone else has. We can have just the portion that God wants.
Yes, Lord.
So I'm just thankful that I came to you tonight, and I feel God's ministering to us.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm so thankful that He knows who we are, and He wants to give Himself to us
tonight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus.